So we were talking before we went live, and Todd mentioned that he had a couple tweets to question me about.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily he did, because I was going to spring it on you during the course of the show of having a Todd's cryptic tweets of the week.
Okay.
And I think that maybe we'll do that, you know, as these come up, maybe we'll do these as After Darks and stuff.
Right.
I've had multiple people ask me that we need to get a separate RSS feed for this.
For our just rambles?
Yeah, because, you know, because they're just, they're not in the main show feed.
Right.
And they're just as links on the website. Mm-hmm. People who either A, live and die by iTunes, or B, don't have an actual computer. Like, they have, like, a tablet device.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, they're having difficulty, like, navigating the site to get that sort of information.
Right, okay. I understand having trouble with technology.
Right. If anyone understands that, it's you.
Oh, please. I have a doctorate in misunderstanding technology.
So the other thing, of course, is, and this is, actually, I was going to ask you about this in the in-betweens, but it's the After Dark, so we're recording, and these get released like a week to 2 weeks late.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm on my own for dinner tomorrow.
Okay.
So if you want to have our talk about 2015 dinner tomorrow.
That would be fine.
Mm-hmm.
After the comic shop, obviously. I don't mean to meet, like, whenever.
Right, right. And then we could record that as well.
Oh, but that'll give too many people the insights to what to do with their podcast before we do it with ours.
Mm-hmm.
If it goes up.
Oh, there was another cryptic tweet that I'll have to ask you about for maybe a post later After Dark.
Okay.
If you're picking up what I'm putting down, if you smell what the rock is cooking.
Maybe.
This one I can't bring up right now.
Okay.
Okay. So, you go first. Did you find your cryptic tweets that you have to ask me about?
Just the one so far.
Okay.
It was about, I like when Vinny Girardi asked me to reopen old
V Dizzle.
What?
V Dizzle.
V Dizzle. Remind me how good I am at holding grudges. Lesson, don't cross Mama Buns. By the way, I'm in your holding grudges contest because I can hold grudges. Like, grudges had two handles with forming grips.
Right. Now, for me, actually, if you do something to upset me or piss me off or, you know, if you're just a jerk to me, it usually takes you, like, 5 or 6 times for me to really, like, you know, to really be like, all right, now I'm putting the pieces together. Mm-hmm. But if you do this to someone close to me, like, there is a girl, and like I said, these people would never listen to this. There is a girl who some 12 years ago, really, really broke, Jerry's heart.
Okay.
Like, there was like a turn, and a lot of people, like, Jerry used to be a little boy who collected Beanie Babies.
Okay.
And then this girl broke his heart, and that set him down the path for better or for worse. These days it's better. Many times it's been worse. You know, the lifestyle that he's chosen. He has since forgiven that girl. She has gone on to get married. They have mutual friends and so forth. I hate her to this day for what she did to him.
Got ya.
He's moved on.
Yes, you, okay, I know what you're saying. Trust me, I've been not in that boat, but I know what you mean. It's like, mess with me and I can kind of forgive you, but bust up somebody I know. You know what? I look at it as the only people who get to bust up my friends are me. And that's it. You stay out of it. And I'm kidding, and you know what I mean. But
yes, I do.
Yeah, I totally know what you're saying.
So the one in particular that you were talking about, so Jerry and I are working on a super secret project that involves wrestling.
Okay.
And he keeps bringing up different names. And, you know, we mentioned on a previous episode, back on episode 23 of the regular show, I kind of went into it a little bit about CM Punk. And I don't like CM Punk very much.
Shocker.
I've been a wrestling fan my whole life. This February, I'm coming up upon 10 years of my direct involvement with professional wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And in that time, I've met a lot of people. who I can see are jerks and they've never done anything to me and like I get along with them and this person doesn't like that person and whatever. But there are three people in particular, that are universally loved, or at least publicly universally loved, that I do not like.
Okay.
One is a very, very long story. The other two, and this might be getting a little bit too inside baseball, but, so there was a time when April was still on the road with us for wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And she handled the merchandise for Chikara. And at the end of the calendar year 2008, Mike, who runs everything at Chikara, made a big deal to point out that April did such a good job. It was one of the first years of people doing merchandise that they actually made money and had an inventory and things were actually done in a proper way.
Somebody who kind of knew what they were doing.
Right. Someone who wasn't just like a jerk-off trainee or just some kid off the street or something mm-hmm. like that. So about 3 or 4 months later, we have our big show and, you know, she's doing her merch thing and there were two wrestlers that went up to Mike, after the shows, after the weekend of shows and said, hey, we think, the person working your merch might have like misplaced some of our money, misplaced some of our shirts. They did a very bad job of handling our merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
And he just said, oh, okay, well, I'll talk it over with her. And they were both very upset by this. Now, Mike, you know, who just months earlier, you know, made a point to point out that, like, he knows that April did a very good job with the merchandise and the duty that she was tasked. They were very derogatory. They were very rude about the whole situation. And they're also very self-centered. They're bigger today than they were 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people say it's like, oh, man, success went to this person's head or that person's head. You know, they become a jerk. And typically I find out that they were always a jerk. It's just now that they're more popular, you get to see them be a jerk more often.
Mm-hmm. I always heard it's from, I forget one of what sports radio show I listened to, but he said, he goes, money and fame will make you more of the person that you are.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like if you're a jerk, money and fame is only going to make you a bigger jerk. So it's not good when they start out that way, but go ahead.
Right. So, and again, they had been on shows before and, if they, and I'm not saying I need to be best friends with everyone,
mm-hmm.
Because I'm not, you know, but I'm friendly with many people. And, if I do make a mistake and, you know, accidentally call like one guy's girlfriend the name of the girlfriend that he had last week,
mm-hmm.
you know, I apologize. If they took the time to actually pay attention that the person that they were saying all these terrible things about, that her husband was sitting right there while they were saying all these things
mm-hmm.
and didn't realize that that was my wife and I was her husband while they said all these terrible things about her.
Right.
I would not probably dislike them as much as I do today.
Got you. You got a front row seat.
Yes. But the thing is, like, if they took the time to like, oh, well, hey, this is Chikarison's wife. And if she did something wrong and they go and they see me there, they could have like said, hey, Mike, we need to talk to you aside, not in front of the guy whose wife that we're about to say all these terrible things about.
Oh, they knew.
No, they didn't know.
Oh, okay.
But they had been on multiple shows before. They had been introduced to both of us together and separately.
Mm-hmm.
It's just they didn't take the time to get to know who I was because to them, I was more than likely a nobody. And probably, you know, some now 5, 6 years on, I probably still am.
Right. Okay, now I'm putting it all together.
All right.
Lots of
the world of wrestling is weird, Todd.
What? I yes. tell you, my biggest regret is never sneaking back. Well, first of all, going to a Chikara show.
Right.
Second of all, is sneaking backstage so I could listen to all the gossip and comic talk.
You got to be in a car ride because that's where it really happens.
Okay, that I want to do. That uh-huh. and I could see me sneaking backstage, like dressing up like the janitor. And sure. Repo Manning into the back rooms.
Repo Manning.
You know, where you squat down with your hands out.
Right. Very, very inconspicuously.
Yep. Looking left and right constantly as you do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's my plan. Don't let anybody know.
So here's my cryptic tweet to you.
Okay.
Something rattled one of my favorite crazies here on Twitter, and they have been ranting for days. It's fantastic.
Yes.
Okay.
It is one of those little things. I believe you called it lurking on
message boards.
Well, on Twitter, I guess it might be the same thing. I don't have all these wonderful Twitter, you know, words down, but somebody wrote a Tumblr or a Reddit or whatever the heck these kids write today. And they, first of all, it's not the one with the realistic fake hair that's not around anymore. In case
okay, that's who I thought it was.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't that person. This was somebody who is a crazy person and loves one certain comic book character. And somebody was bad-mouthing Iris West on the new Flash TV show that she falls into all these tropes and blah, blah, blah. And in the list of characters that they mentioned was the favorite person, the favorite character of this person. And watching their Twitter all the time, because I love it, because as soon as somebody doesn't even have to bury the character, you know what I mean? Just say like, oh, I don't get the character. It was never for me. Look out of the rafters like Sting with the baseball.
Oh, look at the wrestling reference.
See, I'm dropping knowledge. Beating it up. Just relentless. And literally today when I threw that tweet out there, they were tweeting once a minute for 45 minutes. I was like, that is fantastic. Just fantastic. And because like certain writers and creators, if they don't get that character perfect, oh my God, they lose their mind and they have whole tirades about certain creators. One who I may have a beef with after a couple of recent cons, but, that's no reason to, you know, throw them under the bus with everything.
Right. Sure. You do it quietly and there's ways to be an adult about your online interactions and even your personal life interactions as well.
Mm-hmm. And I worry sometimes that like the way they talk about this character is like all the time. And I'm like, wow, I hope I never sound like that with anything. Because I know I tweet a lot about like the Doctor and comic books, but I'm like, man, do I sound anything like that? Because this person is nuts. But I love it. I do. And that tree of crazies that, you know, when you go to that person on Twitter and they're like, if you want to follow this person, here are some other people to follow.
Yes.
That crazy tree bears so much fruit.
Or like when you click on like one of their replies or whatever to like see the conversation they're happening with someone. Mm-hmm. And then you just click on it. And it's just a plethora of like all these other like miscreants and ne'er-do-wells.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's fantastic. So, did you have another cryptic tweet for me?
Well, I think this one will be kind of not time-sensitive, only because it was, I think I'd asked you about it, tried a book, and it felt completely disjointed.
Right. That's going to be maybe something we could talk about on the show that we're going to be doing in a few minutes.
Right. So, you'll hear the show probably like 2 weeks before this comes out.
Okay, gotcha.
That's why I didn't want to bring it up, but that was the other one.
Oh, okay. I got confused.
But then there's another one that I can't mention here because it might be another After Dark.
Oh, okay.
If it bears enough fruit.
All right. Is it the one about the somebody getting an expert?
No, okay. It's about the super secret skinny on something.
Oh, okay. Yes, that's right now. That's mum's the word.
Right. Right.
Just wanted.
All right. So I think that's a good point to stop this After Dark.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for listening. Whatever After Dark this is, I think maybe like 5 or something. They're not numbered.
No,
they're who knows? It might be on an RSS feed one day. Who knows?
You know what? It's an After Dark. Let's put it that way.
That's right. It's just another one. They're supposed to be evergreen.
And this was a green ever.
That's right. Oh boy. All right. Stop it here.